Well, here we are back again with the Cheyenne Arapahoe Productions podcast. I'm your host, Darren Brown. I'm a senior content producer here at Cheyenne Arapahoe Productions. We're here with the ladies today from the ACP. Give it up for yourselves. Hey.
Yay.
Hey. The Affordable Connectivity Program. See, I can say that now. A few months ago, I couldn't throw it out there like that. But you guys are under the Housing Authority.
Yes.
So if you wouldn't mind, go around the table and introduce yourselves.
I'm Tisha Talbear, the ACP Director.
And I'm Alicia Redhat, the ACP Data Manager.
And I am Sophia Kesey, the Event Coordinator for the ACP.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being back here. And now we've worked with you guys a lot over the past few months promoting the ACP. And, you know, I feel like I really know what I really all I know way more about it than I ever wanted to. You guys do too, I'm sure.
Yes.
But here we are in the wind down stages. And so, Tisha, if you would just kind of walk us through when we started this and man, this it's already winding down. Kind of walk us through how we got here.
Well, this program started back in 2001. The Cheyenne
21, you mean?
Yeah, 2021.
I was going to say, wow.
Sorry, my bad.
Wow.
21.
How long have you worked here?
And the Housing Authority picked the grant up last year in May, and that's when we started it and through the Cheyenne Arapahoe Housing. And that's how we were trying to get everybody signed up for the program. But it is actually coming to an end. I mean, we were hoping that it would be carried on, but it's not up to us. It's up to the Congress. You know, they set aside $14.2 billion for this program, and that money's coming to an end, which they're estimating it to end at the end of May of this year.
Okay, and so now we've said, give the name, give just really quickly what it is. I mean, even though I know it's going away, let's tell people. I mean, because we've talked to a lot of, I'm sure we've signed up a lot of tribal folks
here.
That's a really cool thing. But I think I read somewhere there was like 22 million households as of January.
23 million.
That's amazing. It's that, what, you know what that says? That there's a need out there.
Yes.
And the great thing is you folks were able to fulfill some of that need, right?
Yes. We got a lot. We didn't just help the Cheyenne Arapahoe people because it is nationwide. So we did help whoever came forth to us for help. So we did help those people that needed it, and we did direct assistance, you know, all these outreaches that we went to, and, you know, just trying to get as many people. And it would be really, really great that the people that we'd help, if they could get a success story, you know, to let us, you know, give on to FCC and everybody, because this is what they're wanting, people to tell their stories of how this is helping them, so that way they can be able to carry this program on. You know, it's up to Congress. So, you know, all these people that we helped, you know, not just us, you know, everywhere, all the people that's been helped with the ACP program, if they could, you know, whoever they help them, give their success story to them, so that way we can submit it to Congress to let them know how bad this is needed for, you know, everyone that is in low income.
Yeah, and like I said, I think we started there, but would you just give us a quick description of what it is?
Yeah, affordable connectivity is discounted internet to low income families. If you are on SNAP, Social Security, survivor's pension, veteran pension, you get food stamps, WIC, you pay a housing payment to a housing authority. You know, there's many ways to qualify for this program. And you still have time. The ending date is February 7th. And then after that, everything freezes up. And we can't do anything else after that.
Oh, man. Can't call you on the 8th, right?
No. Don't call me on the 8th.
Don't call me. I won't be here. Well, Sophia, tell us what, you know, on your end, what have you seen? I know that the last time we had an outreach, you were there signing up folks, it seemed, left and right, even at a late date as of last week sometime. And I think, you know, I think some people might look at it and go, well, what's the point? I'm like, well, if you can squeeze 3 months of free internet or discounted internet, why not do it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, is that what you ran into?
Yeah, I kind of ran into, I guess, a little bit of everything. When we first began this grant back in May, they only provided us with, like, instructions for the payment system and then, like, the NOFO, the NOFA, and then, then just, like, a little bit over the grant itself. So, like, we had to really just kind of figure it out and then figure out how we're going to reach these people and get them signed up. And, you know, it was nice to be able to go directly to them, like to their house, and be able to visit and kind of help them with the application process and then helping them out the outreaches as well. That was good. Sometimes we had people that really absolutely needed the benefit. And then sometimes it was just like people just interested, wanting to see what internet, they'd never had access to internet or never had access to internet at their home. So it was just them trying to see.
Wow, think about that. I mean, it's something that's a lot of folks take for granted. But if you don't have it, hey, you know, it's, you find out how quickly the how necessary it is, you know. Alicia, what kind of, I know since you guys were all in this together and you signed up people, and what were the some of the main questions that you kept getting about this?
I guess basically the main question was if it was free, and a lot of applicants that we got actually thought we provided the internet service to them, which that wasn't the case. We just got them approved for the benefit, and then they would have to take it upon themselves to contact an internet provider and get that set up. Basically, I mean.
And I'm guessing in some cases it would almost be free, right?
Yeah. Yes, it depended on what service that you got, like, what and then service? The internet company would work with you that was ACP, you know, they had tiers and everything, and, you know, and they would ask them what they're running in their homes to get them on the right tier, and most of them were, like, $65, so, and then with the $75 off, so it was practically free to them.
Yeah, what a deal.
It just depends on what tier you got.
Yeah. And so I know that do you all, and I don't want to pitch on the spot, but do we have any current or some ballpark numbers of what we did here at the tribes?
Last that we had, we're actually doing a report right
okay,
now
sure,
to
yeah.
get our numbers
to get everything
have.
Wrapped up because you're
yes.
winding down.
Yes, yes.
Right now, though, I kind of finished putting all the names in into the spreadsheet. We reached 534 individuals. At outreach events and enrollment events. So that was either raising awareness or helping them with their application. That's how many individuals we reached.
And, you know, I know that when you get going to these things, when there's federal money involved, you know, they operate on data. You know, you got to have,
yes.
you got to fill out, there's, you got to sign in for, and you got to have signatures for everything. And, you know, I understand that because it's a, that's how, you can't just say, hey, swing that grant over here. And you got anything to show for it? No, but, you know, I'll do you right. You know, so, but I understand that. Yeah. But and so it could be, I'm sure maybe at first glance you might think, well, why couldn't we do just 600? You know, we were so close. I mean, but I know that you guys did a lot of outreach in a very short time.
Yes.
And, you know, the fact that you almost hit 600, and because – it could be that I don't doubt that some of those outreaches were small.
Yes, yes.
And so I'm just saying that. I mean, that's not a small number, really.
Yeah, I mean, especially for a year that we've been almost a year that we've been doing this. You know, it's fun. You know, getting to know people. Like we got to, you know, the direct assistance. We got to listen to people's stories and stuff like that, even if it wasn't about ACP. But I did have a lot of them tell me, you know, they're getting it for their grandkids because a lot of it's grandparents, you know, raising their grandkids. And they come to me and say, I just want to get this for my grandkids. My grandkids need the internet for this. And the one showed me a hotspot that they had. And she's like, I'm already out of data on this. And I'm like, well, I'm sorry, you know, once you get approved, you know, you won't have to worry about the hotspot. So what do I do with the hotspot after that? I'm like, I couldn't tell you how to do it. But yes, I mean, I am so excited that we got to help so many people, you know, and we still can help people up until February 7th. So you can call us at housing. You know, we are set up to even do direct assistance. So if you can't get a ride to us, we can come to you. So just give us a call.
And so as we get closer here, and we're about, what, basically a week away from that deadline, let's say today, somehow hears about it, I don't know, somehow, some way, they hear about it today, and they said, hey, I need to make this happen. If they, let's say they even had all their documents, I got everything in a folder. I'm going to come down to Tisha's office right now. And so, and she's saying, I won't be there. No. What if somebody had all that stuff right now and they came in and you gave them all that? And that, I remember the approval process takes, what, anywhere from a few minutes up to a couple of days? Is that right?
Yes. Sometimes it could just be right as soon as we get done clicking that button, it'll say qualified.
So from the time, and I apologize for asking you this for the 50th time, but from the time someone says gets approved, it's basically a matter of them contacting a service provider.
Yes.
And have any idea what that average is?
Of them contacting a service
provider? Well, once they contact a service provider and they say, we can be out there tomorrow.
Yeah, it just basically depends on that service provider and I guess what they have got going on. I've had some cases where they were able to get out there like the same day that a person got approved. It just depends up to your service provider.
Man, wouldn't that be cool? I mean, government in action, man. I mean, because that's when you're normal, when you talk about the federal government, you're like, you're not talking the same day.
You know? I know, right? Yes.
Or the very next day even.
Yeah, most companies, you just give them a call. And, I mean, they have to be a ACP provider.
Yeah.
And if they are not, then.
I'm going to say this. You guys quit hitting my table. <I'm sorry>. Okay? None of this right here.
But as soon as they get in contact with the service provider, they can let them know, like, she was saying, you know, it was the same day. There was a couple of them the same day or the very next day.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, all they've got to tell them is, I've got approved for ACP benefits, and I would like to use them, and then they go forth with you after that.
I know. At one of the outreach events we had, I was talking with one of the internet service providers. I think they might have been in El Reno. I can't remember now.
Next Link.
Yeah. And they were all, and I was talking to someone next to them at the table
at
also.
Link.
See, yeah, you're just knocking them out. See, but they both said that they had their own ACP specialists, which I don't know. I mean, I'm guessing it's, you know, basically the same person knows and can do the same things as you guys did. But I think the fact that those internet service providers know all about this program and you know, knew how it worked and how to finish their end, you know. Man, I really hope that says something about when this wind down happens. You know, I wouldn't think that these providers are going to say, okay, we're coming to pull the plug, you know, get your stuff done because we're yanking your internet today. I would hope that there's a wind down on their end as well.
Yes,
have you spoken with them about that?
Yes, I actually had a provider. Pioneer reach out to me to let me know about this, what that was happening. I was like, yes, we are in contact with the FCC too. And she was like, I just wanted to touch base with you to make sure that we're on the same page. And I was like, well, what are you guys doing to let people know? And she said they're in the FCC policies or whatnot, told them that they have to give the customer 3 notices. It could be email, text,
okay,
phone
that's good
call.
To know.
So, and actually,
not the day of.
Yeah. And actually, I did get a text today because I am on the ACP benefits. I did get a text today notifying me from my internet company, letting me know that there is a wind down coming down.
Well, that's good to know. And I mean, not that I didn't expect that. No one wants to get their water cut off or electricity or anything
exactly.
like that. That's just a. That's a bad feeling when that happens.
Yes.
But I'm just saying this would be something that, you know, most people might, if they were Because in the beginning, I assumed maybe they, when they signed up and they were approved for this ACP, there was some sort of like year long contract, and then I quickly found out, oh no, this is just until a few months ago, we didn't even know exactly when the money was going to run out.
Yes. Actually, they have three notifications. I guess the first one was now, and I know there's another notification when it freezes on the 8th, and then maybe there's going to be another one when it's towards the end. Mm-hmm. So, but like I said, that could change. You never know, just depending on if Congress, meets up and, decides to put more money towards this program. And that's why we would like to have these success stories so we can forward them on to them to let them know that this program is needed.
Or maybe it comes in, maybe under another name or something, that happens a lot.
Yes.
I think it's too good of a program to just, the money's not just, there's not this going on.
Yes.
Nobody's back there just making it rain. I understand there's a beginning and ending date for it.
I was just reading that it was saying like this ACP program is one of the largest, most successful broadband affordable program, that the Congress has ever had.
Yeah. So, and, I think people forget. I mean, when I say people, I think people not just in Oklahoma, but let's just talk about Oklahoma. If you draw a line down the center of Oklahoma, there's the tribes, let's just say on the western sides of Oklahoma are very different. They're in different spots than the tribes on the eastern side who've they've been in the game longer. they just have,
Yes.
And so the tribes on the west side and people forget who maybe aren't from here that, a lot of western Oklahoma is, and this is a hard word for me to say, is rural. I hate when I have to say rural. We could say country. Let's just say country. No, it's just there's not a there it's beautiful because there are wide open spaces.
Yes.
But at the same time, when we talk about these tribal communities that are in Oklahoma, on the west side of Oklahoma, when services from the tribes and others, sometimes 100 miles. May as well really be like 400 miles,
mm-hmm.
especially for people who don't have they don't have the proper transportation,
yes.
Readily available, and we run into that here and there.
Yes.
So I don't think you can discount at all how beneficial this program is for folks who live out in areas that is underserved by a number of services.
Yes.
And like we said before, we've said for months, that internet is not a luxury anymore.
Yes.
It's necessary. Well, you ladies have something to say about that? Have you heard that? Have you heard that same story from people?
Yeah.
Imagine if you had to, if you had, you're going to school. You are going to school, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Imagine if you.
So, like in high school, one thing the teachers would always ask us, who all has Wi-Fi at home? And, at that time, not a lot of people would raise their hand. And I don't think I was able to until like senior year. We had to do like homework on the Chromebooks. And so,
Yeah. Same with you.
What she said about not having Wi-Fi, I don't think I had Wi-Fi until after I graduated, or like my household didn't
and
get
where
Wi-Fi.
Was this?
In Longdale.
Longdale.
So I'm from Canton in the Longdale area. Yeah.
Yeah.
Say it.
I'm not going to say anything. I will say that's near Canton, though.
Yeah.
And I didn't ask you, where were you talking about?
Watonga.
Okay. Well, yeah, and that's Watonga is not very far from here, which is not very far from Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
But like I've said, these tribal communities, you get in the areas where just you live in, let's say even you live in Mustang or Clinton, Weatherford, and you think, hey, we got everything we need here. But you go just a couple hours out to the west, you may not have cell phone reception.
Yeah.
And like I said, you, all along you shouldn't. your students, your kids and grandkids, you shouldn't have to go drive them to a fast food parking lot so they can get a signal so they can do their homework.
I remember those days having to take my children to Walmart to sit in the parking lot to do homework online. But ever since then, we've had Wi-Fi, and we make sure it doesn't go off no matter what it is, just because I have children at home, and it's like Stone Age when you don't have internet.
Hey, chill out. Now, see, I'm old enough. There, Wi-Fi wasn't even thought of. We barely had those Commodore computers, man. So, you know, no.
Well, I see it like I grew up in eastern Oklahoma.
Oh, and on that side of Oklahoma, yeah. But them real keen Indians over there.
Yeah, and I actually went home over the weekend, and I realized that my mom and my brother don't have internet. Mm-hmm. They have Dish, but they don't have internet. And so I kind of had the conversation with my brother, like, how do you update your PlayStation or your, you know, Xbox? Oh, he goes to our other cousins to do it.
Yeah.
And, like, my mom's retired. She gets SSI and everything. And I talked to her, like, why don't you sign up for this program that I am a part of so you guys can at least get some internet, you know, for till April, you know, and then never know. It might change. Mm-hmm. But I let her know that that was available to them. She's like, we just don't do it. And I'm, it's because, you know, it's really wooded out that way. Yeah. And so she's like, we had a hard time getting service for the satellite dish. So what makes you think we're going to get internet? And I was like, well, you know.
Because there's not fiber out there.
Yeah, exactly. It's way out in the rural.
Let's just go
states.
Ahead and say it. We are all spoiled, all right?
Yes.
We're spoiled by, you know, spoiled here working at the tribes. I didn't say that. No, but it is true. It's just that it is sad to see this go, because I do think that you all were able to help a lot of people who had a need. And, Cheyenne and Arapahoe Productions has been with you guys at a number of these outreach events, and we've met a lot of people too, you know,
it's funny. Gave some free stuff away.
And people come up to us and, you know, they want to chat us up, and people, I'm like, how do you know my name? I'm like, I forget. Cause I do on camera stuff here. I'm like, oh yeah. Who's that goofy dude? Yeah.
Yes, I want to thank you guys for so much for helping us.
Thank
you. A lot of people have asked, you know, how did you hear about us? Because that's like one of my first questions, mm-hmm. to wonder how they heard about us. And some of them say from CATV or, you know, y'all's social medias, you know. So them seeing those videos and everything, it's really helped us out a lot.
That is really good to know, because, yeah, we... You can't, like I said, a few years ago, I was like, can we do a Facebook Live? Who cares about that? Well, apparently a lot of people.
Yes.
So, because that's mainly what we did with you all.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, let's, I know that, like I said, we've talked a lot about the wind down. Just, are there any dates or, didn't you say you had a timeline? I'm curious, just to let people know, you know, kind of where we are with this thing, because it started in 21, and where there's probably some significant dates, right?
Yes, February 7th is the final application by midnight.
Yeah, don't even think about it after that.
Yes, after that, and then the 8th is they're frozen. All the stuff is frozen, and then by then your internet provider should have been messaging you. Either way, by mail, text message, you know, anything that, you know, how they get a hold of you to let you know about this wind down too. Not just us, you know, our internet company is going to let you know. And then they say in April will be the final service month to get any of the ACP discounts. And then they said May, it's discontinued. So, and
did we say, did it say the end of May?
Yes. This says providers will, claims will be discontinued.
Okay.
There may be like a partial payment in May, but
it's just depending on the money,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's just, we don't We don't know how much is actually left.
I mean, but unlike if you've been on the program and you didn't talk to your provider about, you know, extending whatever service you had, and if you wake up on May the 3rd.
And you get a full bill.
or you can't get online. You know, I'm just letting you know that could happen. Well, like I said, last time we spoke, you mentioned you're all going to have one more outreach event.
Actually, we will
You had talked about it.
Yeah, we talked about it. And then we're actually going to just set up at a few distributions. You know, here and there.
Here in Concho?
At Concho.
At the different ones, okay.
Yeah, so that way, because those people have more traffic that we can try to get more people signed up, because food distribution is one of the qualifications for the ACP benefits.
And where is the other one? There's Concho, Watonga, and...
Clinton.
Thank you, yeah. Look, you're waiting for me to say Clinton.
I made a face.
Oh, I see Clinton.
But yeah, in between now and then, we'll be at these places, you know, to kind of help. Even give us a call. We can come and help you too. You know, we're here to help you guys.
Okay, well, Sophia and Alicia, I want to give you one more. Surely there's, you got anything? You got a story left? You got a good joke to tell? something goofy that Tisha did at one of the events?
Oh, no, actually, at the, which one was it? The Watonga event, and it was still, like, kind of icy and stuff, and she had got out of the car, and she, like, slipped, and I laughed at her, and I laughed, like, really loud, and then I slipped.
Oh.
Yeah, and she was like, that's what she get wrong.
Did anyone fall?
No, so we made sure.
But I do want to say thank you to you guys also. I feel like we really probably couldn't have gone this far, reached out to that many people without you guys. Yeah. So
All right.
You guys.
You can't, if you're listening, you can't see me, but I'm patting myself on the back.
Yeah.
And I'm patting Hawk on the back as well. And then Adam back there too.
Yeah.
All you guys for helping.
Yes. Yeah, we've definitely reached a lot of numbers with your guys' help.
That's good to know. Absolutely it is. You know what? You know how to tell if you're old? If you fall or slip on the ice, if you fall down, if you're young, people just laugh. But if you're old, people will go, oh my God, are you okay?
It probably would have been the other way around if I would have seen her.
Okay, so after all that, I didn't want to leave you out, Sophia. Just tell us about your experience. I mean.
Oh, my experience.
Surely you guys learned a lot.
Yeah. So it was a pilot program, and I think it was, like, pretty new to the Housing Authority, and so there was a lot to work with, some learning curves to kind of work along with as well. So it was a really good experience, more experience under the belt for me, and that's all.
And the thing is, the ACP is going away. Does that mean – I'm just curious. Does that mean you guys – go back to the jobs you're doing before? I don't know how that works.
Yes. When we signed on for this job, they told us it was for a year because it was a grant. So we are, you know, just here for the year while this grant is going on.
Okay. Well, I don't want to let it go. We're winding down, but.
And actually this will be my last month here with housing. I'll be leaving at the end of this month.
You're leaving?
Yes. Yes, I will be going.
Packing up, man.
Mm-hmm.
Up here, you're probably already gone.
Yes.
Are you checked out? Huh?
Oh, yeah. No.
Bigger, better things.
Okay, so here's if you're going to call, ask for Alicia.
Yeah.
We need to squeeze all the work out of her that we can while
before
she's still
she
here.
Leaves.
So
turned everything in.
We want to get our money's worth. Yeah, make sure you leave that badge, okay? All right. Well, ladies, thank you so much for joining us here. And tell everybody goodbye. Wave.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for letting us help you.
Ladies from the ACP, Affordable Connectivity Program. This has been the Cheyenne Arapahoe Productions Podcast. See you next time.